you've taken a look at the Highway Patrol.
Yes.
Is this an unnecessary airplane?
I think the data speaks for itself. You have a new plane that's purchased, King Air 250, for $5.6 million plus operations and maintenance, which will probably bring the overall cost to, say, $6 million. There were five existing planes, passenger planes, in the fleet of 23 aircraft that the state owns prior to the purchase of that new aircraft. In 2012, there were no days, zero, where all five planes flew, and 113 days where none of the five flew. So I think that kind of answers your question.
Some of these planes are pretty old, though.
Aircraft fly, as long as they're well-maintained, aircraft can fly for decades, and if they're pretty old, then why not sell an old one to buy a new one? Why do you need a sixth plane?
Why did you include the Conservation Department in this list of airplanes? Because that doesn't seem to be part of the OA package.
It's part of state government, and there were 16 flights that other agencies used conservation planes on in 2012.
Okay. Now, although you don't come out and say it's not a necessary airplane, you do say all of the other planes were unutilized even before
underutilized. Yes, yeah. The data is very clear. When you have five aircraft and there were not a single day in 2012 where all five of them flew, and there were 113 days, one-third of the time none of the planes flew, you answer me, why do you need a new plane?
Especially as if it's one that's very similar to what we already have.
Right.
Now, the patrol seems to indicate that they're not buying into your reasoning here. This was a good purchase that they made, a good new airplane, and they had the money to do it. Why shouldn't they?
Because we're in a tight budget situation where every taxpayer dollar counts. There are five existing airplanes which are being underutilized, and they didn't do an analysis to determine whether they needed a new plane or whether it would have been less expensive to buy a slightly used plane.
Were you able to determine how they went through this decision-making process and where the decision to buy this airplane came from?
No. All we know is that they analyzed whether they needed to compete it or whether they could sole source it to Beechcraft, which is a decision pretty far down the line, a decision that should be made after you decide if you need a new plane or whether you could use a used plane. No.
You kind of hint at this, but you don't come out and say it. But should they have taken bids? There are more. There are several 7-9 passenger two-engine airplanes out there. Should they have bid out?
Well, actually, that was the one part that was documented. They did analyze the need, whether a competitive procurement or a sole source procurement was appropriate. And they determined a sole source procurement was appropriate because there would be economies of scale in having another Beechcraft because they've already got Beechcrafts. And they also said they had a discounted price. So we actually didn't quarrel with the idea that they sole sourced it. There appeared, we look for documentation and justification, and there was justification for sole source procurement. What they hadn't done was the prior analysis of whether they needed a plane at all, or if they did need a plane, whether they could have purchased a used plane.
I don't know that much about airplanes, even though my son is an airline pilot.
Mm-hmm.
But buying a new plane versus a used plane, used planes are not like used cars. They don't have the same kind of deterioration.
Well, I mean, I think we did an analysis that showed that a used aircraft could have been purchased for $2 to $3 million cheaper. It's in the audit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's the high-profile item. The other
right.
one is...
Well, there's other important things in there, too. But Everyone's interested in talking about the plane, of course, because there's been a lot of media on that.
Yeah.
But there's several other important findings in the audit, yes.
Yeah, let's move on to the school bus inspection, because that's another one that hits the public in the gut.
Right.
Talk about school bus inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're saying that the Highway Patrol has not, up to this point anyway, developed a procedure to inspect the inspectors.
Right. I want to start by saying that after the August 2010 accident, when the National Transportation Safety Board came in and made a whole series of recommendations, the Highway Patrol took those recommendations very seriously and implemented the vast majority of the recommendations. So we want to make clear that we are pleased that they took seriously the recommendations and changed things. Our concern was that when they do spot inspections of buses, and at least in the most recent year they had a 25% failure rate, they ought to try to track that back and see if there's a problem with particular inspection stations, if a lot of those failures are coming from individual stations. Once they do that, I think they really will have closed the loop and will have much safer buses.
In your audit, did you determine that there are a number of these stations that do have some questionable practices?
No, we didn't go back and look at the individual station. What we did is we saw that there's a 25% failure rate on spot inspections. All these buses are formally inspected twice a year. If there's that high of a failure rate, we want to make sure that it's not attributable to particularly poor practices at individual stations, and that's what the patrol should do.
But you're saying that only 0.7% of the accidents list school bus defect as a contributing factor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That almost sounds like turning a molehill into a mountain here.
No, we're just pointing out the facts, which is when there are defects, 25% defects found, there may be a problem with certain inspection stations. I think the point of this part of the audit is the vast majority of the recommendations have been implemented, and they seem to be doing a pretty good job and taking this very, very seriously. And we didn't have a lot of negative things to say about it, except this one issue about the spot inspections being traced back to the original stations.
It looked to me like, as I read through this, that they disagreed with you on the airplane, but otherwise they seemed to be pretty agreeable to the findings.
There were a few exceptions to that. They did not agree. For example, the Motor Vehicle Inspection Division was behind on its inspection of its inspection stations, and the response was to increase the interval between inspections rather than increasing the number of inspections. I thought that was problematic.
Well, we now inspect vehicles only every 2 years instead of 1 year. Mm-hmm. I would think that they would be able to be pretty well caught up if we've doubled the length of time between inspections.
So that was that. You asked me if they've agreed with all of my recommendations. Yeah. That was one where they did not agree with the recommendation. Yeah. They said they're going to just change the interval between inspections.
Did you evaluate personnel levels? Do they?
No, we
didn't. They're not going to need more people to keep up with
no,
this.
No, we didn't.
Look into that.
No.
Is that something you should have looked into?
No.
Okay. Do you ever look at personnel levels and assignments of personnel when you audit an agency?
It's very important to recognize what the auditor does do and what the auditor doesn't do. Our job is not to run the agency or tell them how to do their job. Our job is to look at objective data, policies, and procedures and make sure they're complying with it. So when you buy something, it's standard practice across all of government to do a cost-benefit analysis. That was not done with respect to the plane. When you have a motor vehicle inspection division that's supposed to inspect a certain number of times and they're not doing it, we point that out. When you have physical inventories not being performed in accordance with their own internal policies, we point that out. When you have supervisory reviews of the receipt, expenditure, and depositing of money, they're 9 months behind schedule, we point that out. That's their own internal policies and procedures and basic accounting practices that we compare their performance to. We don't tell them how many people they need, how to do their job, how to be more effective patrolling the highways. That's their job. That's not anything we have any expertise in.
One of their criticisms is that in some of their areas, they don't seem to know what stuff they have.
Right. The inventory was serious. I mean, you know, in the old days, inventory was tables and chairs and things like that. In the old days, inventory was tables and chairs and things you can't steal. Today, it's video equipment, iPads, things like that. But we found that they have an internal policy that requires an annual inventory by each troop. So we evaluate their performance according to that policy. And we found that no physical inventory had been performed at 3 troop headquarters for 2 years. And then the other 6 troops had done a very incomplete job with their inventories. So again, they have a policy. We evaluate their performance by that policy, and they did not comply with that policy.
How about you talk here about their vehicle replacement procedures. Are they turning over their cars too soon?
Well, again, we just want to make sure they're complying with their own procedures.
Yeah.
And we point out when they're not doing so.
Because I remember one time many years ago when the money was tight, I think they were keeping them until 100,000 miles. Mm-hmm. And now it's 55 or something, so mm-hmm. we know they can't. Other major issues, seized property?
Right. Sometimes they're supposed to remit seized cash to the Budget and Procurement Division. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, money was remitted that was 10 years old. Now, most people are doing it correctly, but we did point out some situations where money was held onto for a long time, too long.
Is any of that a matter of using this for evidentiary purposes in court proceedings? Do they hang on to it until the case is over with?
Yeah, but, I mean, not for 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you think your biggest disagreements with them were, other than on the airplane?
Well, the airplane was the number one. Yeah. I think when they said that instead of improving their inspection of motor vehicle inspection stations, they're simply going to increase the interval of the inspection time. That wasn't a very good answer, I thought. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, you rated them fair?
Fair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And other than you outlined things that they need to be doing to get up to good or excellent. How far away are they from even being good?
Can you quantify that? That's not something that can be quantified now.
Okay, it's just you have to wait until you get the numbers. And you look
if you look at our criteria for how you get the grade,
yeah.
You look at the number of findings, it's pretty clear it falls into the fair category.
Okay. So should I have confidence that the Highway Patrol is operating in a professional manner?
I found the Highway Patrol, in terms of doing their job of patrolling the highway, to be very professional. Our job is to look at how they're handling taxpayer resources, and there are some serious deficiencies there.
Okay, so the people on the road are doing a great job. The management needs to be improved in-house.
The shepherding of taxpayer resources needs improvement. We don't evaluate or audit the quality of their performance on the highways. My personal experiences have always been very good.
Yeah. Well, I've never met a trooper I felt like arguing with.
They tend to be very courteous and yeah. professional and a great group of people. We don't audit their performance of their substantive duties. We audit the way they manage taxpayer resources, and we found a lot of problems.
Okay, let me just ask you about a favorite phrase the politicians like to use: waste, fraud, and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Auditors, I'm sure, don't like to use phrases like that.
I use it all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what did you find, waste, fraud, and abuse?
I found no fraud and no abuse, but I did find waste.
Okay. And the waste was in the airplane mainly?
The airplane and also the potential for abuse by not segregating duties properly, but not depositing fees in the proper account, but not performing physical inventories, which means things could be stolen and they wouldn't know about it. So we found waste. And we found the potential for abuse, and we found no fraud.
Will you be sending folks back in another 90
yes.
days or so?
Yeah.
60 or 90,
usually we try to do it 90 days, but it can be a little longer than
okay.
that.
Sometime. So later this year you'll have folks check
just to see if they've been able to implement the recommendations,
okay.
correct?
Good. Well, we'll check back with you then.